Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I guess I thought you'd be here forever.
At Chicago, bring this back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, 17 Till. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bill Duckelberg is our guest, Dr. Bill Duckelberg, chief economist for the NFIB, former dean of the entire School of Business at Temple University, and now retired as a professor from that university, and a longtime 15-year-plus member of our Brain Trust. We're so proud of that. Bill, thanks again for being here. Your index of small business optimism, or maybe we should say small business whatever.
Pessimism.
Pessimism, right.
Blaséism.
Blaséism, that's it. So we kind of went sideways, August to July, but was hiring up a little bit?
Yeah, well, you know, the hiring thing is a puzzle, not just for us, but for some of the other indicators, too. We predicted a 250,000 job number.
Yeah, didn't get there.
And it came in at 173. Now, yeah, that's really crazy, you know, to have August at 173 and the prior 2 months were 245,000 each. So, and it just didn't square with our numbers, because our numbers looked were quite good. Didn't look like, you know, it should have been in our history, but it was for this cycle, they were good numbers.
Right.
And so I quite honestly think that in August, the BLS, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and the 50, and the people working at the 50 state employment agencies where they feed the data up to Washington, mm-hmm, I think they're all on vacation.
Huh.
There's going to be a big revision in the August number.
So will August be revised, or will it just land in September?
No, they'll revise August. When the September report comes out, they'll say, you know, they'd revised the July up 40,000, you know, in the August report.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there are big revisions, and August is known for getting revisions, I think, because everybody's on vacation, they don't report well. You know,
what do we know about the jobs that were created?
They were it was highly dominated by government jobs.
Yeah.
A lot of that was teachers. Apparently, more and more teachers retained their jobs and got back to work this year. So that must mean the local budgets are looking a little bit
better.
That's
interesting.
So there was a lot of growth there. There was a small loss in manufacturing. Construction's up a little bit. It's mostly the services sector that mm-hmm, where it's growing, and those are, for the most part, you know, not great paying jobs.
And that's pretty. That's become kind of the classic view of our economy, isn't it?
Yeah. If you look at, you know, there, I saw a map the other day that showed that, you know, in most states over the past year or so, the fastest growing category has been healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not doctors, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
We can't get new doctors that fast. These
right.
are just, you know, people that are doing kind of routine stuff in the healthcare industry.
So you
home
think,
care,
you think home care
things.
is being considered healthcare now?
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So somebody loses their job in a factory, and they become a visiting angel or something like that. That becomes we lose one in manufacturing, and we gain one in healthcare.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And certainly not at the same pay.
Yeah. No kidding. Or benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. You are.
Yeah.
So.
And we're not making anything. Even though, let me say this: people who take care of the elderly and the sick, I mean, there's a special place in heaven for them. That's a calling, and you'll never hear me minimize those folks at all. But but still, in macroeconomic terms, it's not a good thing for the economy.
Right. Well, that's a growing market, of course, because we baby boomers are, you know, failing.
We're only seeing the tip of this thing, aren't we? The tip of that iceberg.
Yeah,
this is just
starting. You know, this is going to be the healthcare industry is going to be a growth industry for the next decade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, both on the technology side and then on the services side, providing services.
Right. Residential, I mean, everything. The whole.
A lot of innovation going on there, you know, just in terms of, like, transportation, you know, doing shopping for you,
mm-hmm,
and delivery, you know, all kinds of things that to make it a lot easier for we owe people to get things done.
Yeah, you owe all you owe people, Bill. So sales, what sales were up a little bit, weren't they?
Yeah, a little bit. We had a small improvement in sales, and the profit measure went up a couple of points. That was good to see, and that score. I'm not sure, you know, how they're managing to do that. Maybe it's the low energy cost, because we had 24% reported raising worker comp. That's like 1 in 4, right?
Right, right.
And 1% reported raising average selling prices. So clearly they're not passing this higher compensation cost on to the customers in the form of higher prices. There's no inflation out there on Main Street. So they must be, managing the firm better, or they're getting the benefits, you know, other places, like in the lower energy costs.
Well, and then capital spending was off a little bit, and no upward blip in the credit market.
No. Only 1% said that, you know, getting a loan or getting credit was their most important problem, and 4% said I didn't get all the credit I deserve. That's, you know, the 42-year low, so to speak. I mean, nobody's really complaining that they can't get credit. I do think that if I think about my little bank that I'm the chairman of, we have, I think, a problem that everybody has, and that is we don't, you know, think about it this way. How good does your credit rating have to be to qualify for a 0% interest rate loan,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
I mean, so there's a lot of people who we'd like to lend to, we can't lend to at these rates that the Fed has imposed on us.
Right. Because
if the Fed would move.
There's no risk opportunity. I mean, there's no
risk coverage.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So if the Fed would move, you know, I think they'd make credit even more available. Not that we probably need a lot of
probably
it.
Probably so. Hold on to that thought, Bill. We'll come back after these messages. I want to ask Bill about what happened at the end of August 1st of September. The stock market thing. The China issue, the global macro economy. I want to see what Bill has to say about that, and what he thinks the Fed will do next week. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.